We turn next tonight to troubling new findings after an undercover operation at U.S. airports. TSA officers failing to detect weapons or explosives most of the time, with millions of Americans about to fly for Thanksgiving. Here's ABC's David Curley.
The threat to jetliners by terrorists from laptop bombs or other weapons remains high, which is why the new test results finding vulnerabilities in TSA screening, some say, are alarming.
Vulnerabilities, I think every member at the briefing found disturbing.
While we saw a man breach airport security in this video this week, these tests looked at checkpoints, smuggling items through. While TSA did better than 2 years ago, it still failed most of the time. When we asked if the new failure rate was 80%, a source familiar with the classified report said, "You are in the ballpark." The source says the inspector general did not use security experts. Instead, secretaries, administrative workers were able to sneak high-tech contraband through. While those details remain secret, it could be components for bombs, guns, and other weapons. One member had a direct message for the TSA administrator.
This agency that you run is broken badly.
David Curley with us live from Reagan National Airport. And David, it was both Republicans and Democrats today grilling the TSA chief, but Democrats in particular claiming that money is being siphoned away from the TSA, which they say could be used for new technology to close security gaps.
Every time you buy a plane ticket, David, there is a security fee, and a good portion of that is actually going to pay the national debt, not security here at these checkpoints. The Democrats say if we spent that money on new high-tech scanners, you could fix some of these security issues. David?